Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now entering the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny. It is Wednesday, the 25th day of February 2004. The Passion came out today, by the way. I'll be watching it this evening, and I'll give you a report on it tomorrow in the first hour of the show. Coming up in this hour, reports, slavery alive and well in the U.S. That's Newsday. BBC probes child organ traffickers. They grab the children and cut their guts out. Human trafficking study looks towards remedies out of Florida. And much more. We will get into Homeland Security, the police state, what's happening, and, of course, your phone calls for those that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Colonel Don DeGrand is an author. He's a military veteran. He put on a symposium a few years ago that made headlines in major newspapers in Portugal. We have one of those articles posted, and it says a Portugal-based investigative journalist has presented the news with a version of the September 11th attacks that has to date failed to attract the attention of the international press. The report compiled by the Independent Inquiry in the September 11th World Trade Center attacks warns the American public that the government's official version of events does not stand up to scrutiny, and the man who put this on was Colonel Don DeGrand, who's an American, and the 72-hour nonstop symposium deliberation by a group of military and civilian pilots under the chairmanship of Colonel Don DeGrand, after deliberating nonstop for 72 hours, has concluded that the flight crews of the four passenger airliners involved in the September 11 tragedy had no control over their aircraft. And they get into how the globalists clearly carried it out. Now, this was 2 years ago, folks. A very cutting edge. Now, the mainstream foreign press has addressed it, and most Europeans believe the U.S. government carried it out. A lot of Americans are now waking up and talking to this trailblazer, cutting edge pioneer, Colonel Don DeGrand. It's an honor, sir, to have you on the show.
Hey, Alex, it's good to be aboard.
It's good to be here. You know, we're going to break here in about a minute and a half, but give folks your bio. Tell us about Colonel Don DeGrand.
Well, you've got part of the name correct. It's a hyphenated
Colonel Don
word,
DeGrand
the last name. It's Grand Pre.
Colonel Don DeGrand Pre. That's how I addressed you this morning and on the website, but
that's all right.
The Portugal newspaper just says Colonel Don DeGrand, so...
That's okay. I've talked to these guys, and they're good, and they almost got it correct. I'll give you a quick bio. I entered the military in 1944 as an 18-year-old radio operator, Morse code, and I was sent to Burma and China. I was attached to Detachment 101, which was OSS, and I operated out of Burma and then later on in Kunming, China, along with such notable people as a tall, skinny gal by the name of Julia Child. She's since put on a little weight, and now she's doing television commercials, I guess. But I came back on active duty in 1950 as a commissioned officer, infantry airborne, and I got involved in the Korean fracas for a year and a half until I was wounded. Then I was shipped home for 2 years while I recuperated, and then I came back in.
I tell you what, Colonel Don DeGrand Pre, let's stay right there. Let's recap when we get back and go through the rest of your bio, and then launch into this amazing symposium you put on 2 years ago, and why you did it in Portugal. So stay with us. His first interview in over a year. We're honored to have a Colonel Don DeGrand Pre.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas. I may be the new kid on the block, but that doesn't mean I don't know my stuff. But don't take my word for it.
I always listen to you, and I request that maybe make your program to 4 hours.
No.
It's a special privilege to speak to an automotive diagnostic mechanic professional like you. I'm a retired City of New York police detective. I live in Roswell, New Mexico now. If I see a UFO coming in on a final approach with the wheels down, I'm going to send them up there to you.
I love your program, and I really wish I knew enough about a car to do some hands-on myself.
Love your program.
I listen to you every Saturday, and I sure have picked up a lot of helpful information from you. Great show.
I've listened to you for several years and learned so much.
You're an educator. Hopefully I'm a good student.
I'm glued to the radio.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. So tune in Bobby Likas Car Clinic and let me infotain you. Bobby Likas Car Clinic every Saturday from 10 till noon Eastern. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Colonel Don DeGrandpre. We have a news article about an incredible symposium he put on 2 years ago in Portugal, covered by Front Page newspaper and magazine, Portugal's one of their major papers. And a lot of key info came out, very cutting edge. And this was his first interview since he had a stroke, what, over a year ago, and it's great to have the colonel on the show. So he got into OSS right at the end of World War II, then went into Korea for a year and a half, was wounded with the airborne, and that's where we left off, Colonel. Please continue with your bio.
Okay, Alex. Actually, I went to work then for SecDef Bob McNamara. He hired me as the chief arms negotiator for the Middle East. And we conducted our business there. We were known as the super salesman in ISA, International Security Affairs. And over a 10-year period, we sold over $100 billion worth of military equipment to all comers. And then you mentioned the interview in Portugal. I didn't actually go to Portugal, but on 11 September, actually it was 12 September, I wrote to my friend General Hugh Shelton, who was chairman of the Joint Chiefs at that time. He was transisting out, and he was replaced by General Richard, what the heck was... the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. The name escapes me, but he was a four-star Air Force general. And Myers, I guess, was the name. At any rate, I called together from 16 through 19 September in the Pentagon area, not in the Pentagon, a group of military, civilian, and general aviation pilots. And for 3 days, we kicked around what actually happened on 11 September. And then the investigative journalist covered that, and it was reported in the Portugal News, and very accurate. I have the report in front of me, and it is quite involved, but if you have some questions, fire away, Alex.
Well, now, you got these military officers together, and then I guess the only place I ever saw it get reported on was here in Portugal, talked about the symposium. Of course, I've read one of your fine books, and we'll talk about that as well a little bit later in the show and take some calls. But what was laid out, what I saw in the four-page article, 2 years ago, has turned out to be very accurate. Tell us about the military officers, the pilots, the civilian pilots that were there, and the conclusions you came to in the 72-hour nonstop meeting. Please go over that for us.
Okay, Alex, the group of pilots, and they will remain anonymous, were a wonderful mix of commercial, military, and civilian pilots. At any rate, after 3 days, the decisions were unanimous, and I wrote my 24-page report up and submitted it to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And that report ultimately got into the hands of the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs on 23 January 2002. The general was a U.S. Marine Corps general by the name of Peter Pace. And I got a telephone call 5 March from one of his horse holders, who is a colonel, Air Force type, and he informed me that General Peter Pace had gotten the 24 pages, and that he, in effect, had no comment at this time, but he used the old Marine Corps lingo, semper fi, or always faithful, and we let it go at that. Later on, I continued my correspondence with the vice chairman, and most recently, I got a letter, 8 November 2003, from Peter Pace, to me, carrying on about the not only the investigation, but about the 3 books that I've written since that time.
Now, Colonel, going over your report and the committee meeting you guys had to put out what you believe really happened. Now, as more evidence has come out, it shows that that's clearly exactly what happened. Now they're using 9/11 to turn this country into a total police state. How do you see us turning this around?
The turning around is not going to be that easy. I look at the final paragraph of this Portuguese report, and here's what the final paragraph said. So far, the mainstream American news media has failed to publish or broadcast any details regarding the independent inquiry. Similarly, the White House, whilst having received a copy of the report, has remained silent on its findings. Well, we know that a copy... first of all, I have to back up a little. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs had 500 copies of this 24-page report made and sent out, including the White House. And I have to say it was including President Bush.
Now,
so they got a copy of the report.
That was Myers at the time.
That is correct.
And so, if he sent out 500 copies, that would mean that he believed in it.
I'm quite sure that he believed in it, and I think that he still believes in it. You can understand the difficulties. administration, the civilian administration, of course, won't recognize it as such.
How did you find out that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs had sent this out?
I got a telephone call, and I think the date was 5 March 2002, stating that at the time, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs had no comment, but he used the Marine Corps lingo, Semper Fi, Semper Fidelity, always faithful. And that triggered in me further memos, and I traded memos with General Peter Pace and Dick Myers, and they continued on.
Well, that
until
had to be
November of last year.
Well, that had to be upsetting to Mr. Rumsfeld to have all these, you know, hundreds of your report flying around the Pentagon.
Yeah, there's a definite cleavage between the military of the Pentagon and the civilian hierarchy, and never the twain shall meet.
Well, there was an article right after the events you talk about in mid-2002 of the Washington Times saying the morale at the Pentagon had never been lower. And you would think it would be high, you know, after 9/11 and, you know, getting together to fight the enemy, but it said that the officers didn't believe in the, quote, mission or in the intelligence.
That is correct. That came out of the Washington Times, and I can verify that from Colonel Dick Schultz, who is a friend of mine in the Joint Chiefs. Morale was not only low, but he said some of the troops are ready to mutiny. And if it wasn't for the fact that the government, the civilian hierarchy, has control over retirements, etc., they'd probably be blood in the streets by now.
There was also an article where they panicked in the Washington Times. It was also in the Washington Post. They panicked and flew the officers on jets to luxury vacations and have these focus groups, and that it even talked about a possible mutiny. You know, that people were just totally distraught. What would make them become distraught overnight in the Pentagon?
Well, it wasn't an overnight thing. You see, as I outline in Book 1, and I carry that on in Book 2 as well as Book 3, we were on the verge of a military coup d'etat. And this was long in the planning, and even after the 78 days of bombing Kosovo, it became critical, and we were close to a coup d'etat at that time. Well, in my survey of the reports and the pilots who worked with that, a coup was a possibility. In fact, a coup d'etat was pulled on the morning of September 11th, only it was an administrative, or what we call a cold coup d'etat.
Well, a reverse coup d'etat.
Yes, in effect, and...
a counter-revolutionary junta.
Well, that is correct. And as we delved into that, we found that the culprits, including Rumsfeld, were part of a neocon group that had been planning this thing for literally years prior to September 11th.
Absolutely, Colonel. It's just amazing picking your brain. We're going to break here. I want to just come back. And I, you know, talking to you this morning, I was proud to know that you've been a listener to the show for a while.
Well, I've had a single sideband shortwave set for about 4 years, and I listened very faithfully to Alex Jones, particularly up until about 2 years ago. And as a result of the events of September 11th, I did have a stroke. I'm fully recovered. As I told Alex, I went riding my favorite quarter horse this morning, so I'm back and in ready for anything.
Well, that's wonderful, Colonel. Okay, we'll break and come back with the Colonel. and get into all of this, and later get to your calls too, so please stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We'll take some of your calls for Colonel Don DeGrand Prix coming up in the next segment, and he's done a lot of great work. I've only read one of his books. Don, what are tell us about some of your books and what they cover and how folks can get a copy.
Okay, I've got three books, Al, Alex. Under the title, Barbarians Inside the Gates, book one was the Serpent Sting, book two is The Viper's Venom, book three, which just came out, is The Rattler's Revenge. I'd like to quote from book two, which came out October of 2002. There's a very important paragraph there. says the trigger for the 9/11 activity was the imminent and unstoppable worldwide financial collapse, which can only be prevented temporarily by a major war, perhaps to become known as World War III. To bring it off one more time, martial law will probably be imposed in the United States.
And now we've seen General Eberhardt say that that's the next step. Tommy Frank said that's the next step. Are those not chilling statements?
Yes, they are. This next step will be preceded by what I write up in Book One, The Serpent's Sting. I wrote of a coming coup d'etat, and this was written in the year 2000, and sure as blazes, it's coming. And it'll be preceded by these kinds of things, as enunciated by Tommy Franks, among others. So we're in a world of hurt, Alex.
Now, by coup d'etat, do you mean another intensification of a reverse coup d'etat to keep the people from fighting against the New World Order? Or do you mean the type that Bill Clinton successfully stopped in his administration?
Well, I'm talking about the administrative coup d'etat that came off September 11th.
You're talking about an intensification.
September 11th.
You're talking about an intensification of the elite in a coup d'etat against America.
That is correct.
Well, I mean, it's ongoing. They're federalizing everything. They're militarizing everything. They're engaging in the classic takeover, are they not?
Yes, they are. And from this, Alex, and I bring this out very clearly in Book 3, the only way we can stop it is with the classic counter coup d'etat, where the military steps in, and under the aegis of the military itself, disengaging or disemboweling the civilian hierarchy and taking over and rerunning and reorganizing the federal government.
Now, the problem is they've got so many CFR minions in the Pentagon. We know that Clinton had some officers terminated and in their offices, you know, shot multiple times and the rest of it. We know that happened. The question is, how many of the high-level officers are on the globalist team?
I can only say several of the highest level are members now of the Council of Foreign Relations. The important thing to consider is how many of them are sincere in their beliefs as enunciated by the CFR. I believe there are several sleepers, and I believe I know some of them personally, who are 3- and 4-star generals. They're members of the CFR, but their heart belongs to Jesus, if I can use that expression, because they are true Semper Fidelity people. Some of them happen to be Marines. And I'm counting on them to do the right thing. And I bring this out in Book 3.
Absolutely, and we'll tell folks how they can get those books. I mean, I want to carry them, but Colonel, I mean, your experience, you know, in the military, your experience in the intelligence agencies. There's also the danger, though, obviously, in any military movement of that nature, that it could be self-serving as well and set up its own form of wickedness.
Yes, that's plausible. That's correct. I don't believe it'll happen in that exactly that fashion. And the thing about a coup d'etat and a counter coup d'etat is you never know when it's going to happen. You never know exactly who is involved. And this is a plus for any planners of a counter coup d'etat.
Well, this is certainly dividing the wheat from the chaff, because how many people, and we'll get the answer for the question when we get back, from your feelers in the Pentagon, how many people in there now know that an element of the global system, a crime syndicate, carried out 9/11? I mean, only an idiot would know they did. You know, would think they didn't. But the point is, you know, this has got to be accelerating the division. And I want to get your take on the pulse of that, and we'll take calls when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Don't forget our backup mirror site, infowars.net. There's also jonesreport.com and virginutah.com. We're about to launch a new website, by the way, that you're going to want to hear about, but that's in a few weeks. We're talking to Colonel Don DeGrandpree, and worked at many different levels of the U.S. military and has put out some really important information. 2 years ago, he put out a report in a meeting, in a 72-hour deliberation. A group of military and civilian U.S. pilots under the chairmanship of Colonel Don DeGrand, after deliberating nonstop for 72 hours, has concluded that the flight crews of the four passenger airliners involved in the September 11th tragedy had no control over the aircraft, and they get into how the military-industrial complex, clearly, that is, elements of it, were in control of this. Colonel, we're going to go to some calls here in a few minutes after you've covered some other issues with us, but to understand this, my question of what percentage of the officers, period, in the military do you think have finally woken up to the true magnitude of what's going on?
Well, I'm in personal contact at least on a weekly basis with the Joint Chiefs and other select people. my computation is that 70% of us are with us. That's the higher-ranking military, field grade officers, etc., and even the first three graders of the enlisted. 70% are with us.
Well, they've had questionnaires, you know, a decade ago. Will you fire on U.S. citizens under U.N. control if the president says so? And, you know, 74% say no to that. So, then how are the globalists getting away with this?
Sheriff Frumkey, it's one big bluff, and we can thank many of the neocons who are now in power in the Defense Department particularly. They get away with it because they try it out and see if anybody will salute the flag, and that's the way it goes.
So basically they wrap their un-American agenda in the flag, and the general public buys it, so the military has to sit there and take it.
They do, yes, and I think those days are coming to an end. The military ain't going to take it any longer.
Well, I mean, how did the military ever get convinced to use depleted uranium in areas where there's going to be troops?
To put what, Alex?
Well, I mean, the military gets treated like dog meat. You've got the depleted uranium, Colonel, where they spray depleted uranium everywhere, and then the troops breathe it at 1,900 times safe levels. I mean, how can the Pentagon put up with that?
Well, the DU rounds are overplayed, first of all. They aren't that potent. And secondarily, we must consider that weapons of mass destruction have already been used by some of the opposition in the period February of 1991. Weapons of mass destruction, including low-yield nuclear weapons.
Okay, can you break that down for us?
Well, I break it down in the time frame that we had satellite images of rounds or missiles being fired from the Negev Desert toward Baghdad, and that's 600 miles distance, and six or eight of the rounds came in. That was February of 1991.
Are you saying the Israelis use miniaturized nuclear weapons?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying in plain English.
Well, I remember, and I know they brag they have a lot of really sophisticated miniaturized nuclear weapons, the little mini frogs or whatever. But I know there were these giant mushroom clouds on the news, and they'd say, oh, that's not a nuke. That's just a weapons depot. But you're saying it's common knowledge in the Pentagon that Israel was firing nuclear weapons at
Correct.
Oh, so that's where all this high level of radiation is emanating from, that you're saying?
That is correct. And I have verification of that. I think it's in Book 2. And I think it'll stand up in most scrutiny.
Well, I know your work on September 11th certainly has. Do you think the globalists are going to have the will to carry out another massive attack here in the U.S. to try to get control back over the population and get their agenda back on track? Or do you think they've calculated, computed, as you said, that will blow up in their face because so many people now know who the real terrorists are?
Well, that's a two-pronged question, Alex. I think it deserves a studied answer. The only thing I can say is I'm not sure of how it'll turn out, but it's very dangerous.
Well, I don't. From watching the globalist, I think they had a plan. They're still following a plan, but I think they're shook up. I think from the evidence, in fact, I know from the evidence, a lot of things they planned haven't gone according to schedule, and so they don't know what to do right now.
This is correct. I think it's personified in the persona of the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz. They almost got him in Baghdad when They fired the salvo one night of weaponry, and they scared Paul Wolfowitz off. He's ready to resign or
you think
get
that
the
was
hell out.
Do you think that was U.S. forces doing that?
I believe it. It was very well planned again, and
and only U.S. forces would know that he would be there, yeah.
That is correct. And the precision of those weapons that came in and into the hotel, there were 11 rounds in all, and I can speak from authenticity that they scared the hell out of Paul Wolfowitz and probably C. Paul Brenner or whatever his name is, Bremer.
Why does the Pentagon, elements of the Pentagon, hate Wolfowitz?
Wolfowitz has been in this game since 1974. I was still on active duty when I met him in 1974, and he was coming on strong even then. And along with him, Richard Perle and a couple of the others who are now known as new conservatives.
Now, Perle had the nickname as the Crazy and the Prince of Darkness, correct?
That is correct.
Why was he known as the Prince of Darkness?
I can't answer that directly. He was a snake to begin with, but nothing was ever straightforward as far as Richard Perle was concerned. I introduced Book 3 to a quote stating that Richard Perle is a madman. And it goes on from there.
Well, he is a madman. He was at a press dinner last year, and again, giggling and laughing about how we're going to have World War III, we're going to nuke everyone, ha, ha, ha. And then he goes, isn't that impressive, and like sort of grabbing on some women. I mean, he's a complete lunatic.
That is correct. Richard Perle's days are numbered. I don't know if he realizes it, but so many of these so-called neocons, you'll notice now that they are very quiet indeed. They're not really surfacing anymore, including Dick Cheney.
Yeah, why has Dick Cheney been literally hiding under a bunker?
He's been hiding under a bunker most of the time since September 11th.
And by the way, it has come out that he took control of NORAD and took and was saying something into U.S. Ultra-secret bunkers that he was on loudspeakers ordering people to follow his orders. He had to physically take control of something. From my sources, it was the fact that they were going to go ahead and shoot the aircraft down. That's what I've got from lawyers who represent military officers. We know he was in control, though, even during the hijackings, the supposed hijackings. What do you know about that?
Well, not too much, really. I can't speak to that because it's hypothetical. And what I try to stick to are cold, hard facts.
Well, I mean, Colonel, we know he did take control of the bunkers.
Yeah.
We just don't know what he said, according to ABC News. But according to my sources, who've been very accurate, he was ordering the stand down.
Yes, I can believe it. But again, it's supposition, and I still haven't been able to figure out what makes Dick Cheney tick.
So, then why is he hiding in a bunker? Why is he at the Naval Observatory in a bunker most of the time?
I think that's what he considers to be the safest place at the moment. He's basically a coward, and this too will come out. I feel that Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, both of them, their days are numbered.
Okay, so politically, more and more corruption coming out, more and more of their criminal activities coming out, serious issues. Colonel, how do folks get your books, the three-part series?
Okay, the book is easy to come by. My incomparable daughter, Doniva, is the publisher of these books, and they're turning out top-grade library-quality books. Books 1, 2, and 3, Barbarians Inside the Gates. They can be obtained by writing Post Office Box 1124, Madison, Virginia, 22727, and send it in care of Grand Prairie Publishing Limited. And for the price of $30, you can get book one. $30 again is book two. And then for book three that just came out, and it's a big book, 608 pages, we've had to up the price to $45.
All right, these are thick books, jam-packed, and the address is 1124 Madison, Virginia. And that zip code again?
22727.
All right, and does that $30 include the shipping, or?
No, it really doesn't. For the books, and we send them all out, priority, special handling, that runs $3.85 a book.
Okay, gotcha. All right, we'll give that out again a little bit later. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Thanks for holding, folks. Whatever issue you bring up, I'm sure the Colonel can comment on. Glenn in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Okay, put him on hold. He's got his radio on. Glenn, we'll come back to you in a few minutes. Brian in Texas. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Alex?
Fine, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been on hold for a while. Sorry to kind of switch subjects like this, but talking about the Passion.
Yes, the Passion of Christ.
Right, the movie. I had a question. I've known in the past that you've talked about people who do these movies like the Skulls, and you kind of paint a picture that it's some agenda to take away from the legitimacy of the argument. And I wonder, when you talk about conspiracy theory, that's also a Mel Gibson movie, that you don't kind of put it in those same terms. And really, my point is,
I'm not going to tell you what I know about Mel Gibson, but I know a lot of private stuff, and I know the family, and I've met a lot of the family, and I'm not going to go any further, but Mel Gibson's the real deal and knows as much as I do about the New World Order and, listens to these shows, watches my videos, knew about the New World Order when I was in diapers. Mel Gibson's the real deal. Colonel, you have any comments about Mel Gibson?
I know him personally, and I know his father, Hutton, who's a dear friend of mine. He was originally from San Antonio, Texas, and now Hutton has moved to West Virginia. And he's still very active at 85. Mel is top drawer. I could find nothing wrong with Mel Gibson whatsoever.
Yeah, so that's what's going on there.
No, I'm sure he's a great guy and everything. I was just
Mel Gibson's had to pay his dues to get to where he's at. Now he makes the films he wants: Patriot, Braveheart, The Passion of Christ. He's doing a great job.
Right, making a lot of money. Sure.
Well, that's good. You know what? It's good to make money. If you're doing a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with making money. In fact, I'm gonna go. I already spent some of my money today. I'm gonna go. Thanks a lot, man. Okay. I appreciate it. this idea that you can't make money. I mean, look. Let's say I could make 100 videos and hand them out for free, or I could sell my videos and be able to get out thousands. I'm not the Carnegie Foundation. Now, if I did have $20 billion, yes, I would spend the interest on it each year fighting the New World Order. But I don't have $20 billion. Colonel, you want to comment on this trend of we patriots, should live in cardboard boxes?
No, decidedly not. We have to, if we're a true patriot, we have to recognize the policy of making or unmaking money. We're not giving things away, but we're selling quality and freedom and liberty.
Absolutely. I mean, take my videos. I tell people to make copies of them. And then I get calls going, well, can't you just give me one? I mean, I could do that for a couple of weeks, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. Thanks for the call, Brian. Let's see if Glenn has got his radio off. Oh, Glenn hung up. Okay, well, sorry, Glenn. Ron in New York, you're on the air with Colonel Don DeGrandpre. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. I was calling about something else, but it'll dovetail into this. Your last caller, I don't understand this philosophy, other than I do see it being propagated by the corporate media now in reference to Mel Gibson, that turning a fair and legitimate profit is somehow illicit. So I guess we're supposed to allow Luciferians to make profit, and we're supposed to live, as you say, in a box. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't even think...
Well, how is Mel Gibson going to make more movies? if he doesn't make money on things.
It's, Alex, I'm watching the media here in New York that's been critical of that movie. This is corporate media brainwashing. This is a subtle way in which they enter your subconscious to make you turn against the person who did something positive. But yet nobody seems to have a problem with wicked people who make profit. I'd like to ask your guest, Colonel, I'd like to ask you, if you're familiar with, Alex sure is, who was threatened by one, these movie producers now, I guess you could say they're working for Pentagon Productions. I believe the Kelly Lynch Rescue was one of their main productions. Alex could probably give you the exact name of the individual. I believe he was threatened by him once.
Yeah, Lionel Chetwin.
Does he know anything about that?
Yeah, we've got elements of the government helping produce these propaganda pieces, Colonel. We'll get your comment on that when we get back. Stay there, Ron. And then we'll go to John and Wayne and Diane and John and everybody else for our guest, Colonel Don DeGrandpree. And we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Colonel will stay with us 20 or 30 minutes into the next hour so we can go to all these loaded phone calls for him. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get my videos, I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I've published another book. I carry some other great books by other informative authors, other great videos and DVDs. Just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the secure online shopping cart. And get the books, get the videos, make copies of my videos, air them on Access TV, give them to opinion makers and folks in your area. My two newest films are Police State 3 Total Enslavement and, of course, A Matrix of Evil. And they're both just very long, very fast-moving, though, and just give you a wide-ranging view of the New World Order, and they're full of solutions. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films. And then my book's $12, Paul Watson's book's $19. Get a second copy for $11.95. A lot of great info. Got George Humphrey pamphlets and books on tape. A lot of key stuff at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I think what Ron in New York, Colonel Don DeGrand Prix, is getting to is I turn on shows like Threat Matrix or 24, and on every episode the police are torturing the would-be terrorist. Torture's good, martial law's good, gun control's good. These messages, not just on the news, but in the television shows, and there's been articles that the military, the government is involved in financing this. Your response to his question?
Well, I must split the two elements. The uniformed military, as opposed to the civilian hierarchy, and it flies under the aegis of Defense Department.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The big egghead scientists in suits who are figuring out all the mind control. We don't mean the military.
You mean like John Poindexter?
Yeah, like John Poindexter.
This is correct, and you've got one of the guys. But my percentage remains the same. 70% of the uniformed military are with us, and if push comes to shove, they can prove it.
Do you think that's what's been holding them back to going to full-bore martial law, Colonel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. They're afraid of the civilian hierarchy and the power that it has in the persona of Homeland Security at all. But when the military strikes, it will strike to kill.
Okay, Ron, anything else?
Yes. This gets to something you spoke of last week with police operations. You had spoken of what I can only describe as home invasions in, I believe you said, Houston or the Dallas area, in Texas at the very least, where they'll say they hear shots fired when, in fact, no shots are fired, so they could actually just go into somebody's home.
Well, their favorite thing is to say you had a 9/11 call, then you check the records the next day, it never happened, and you just wake up with a SWAT team standing around you and...
Alex, that is something that is taking place here in New York. I had an associate of mine. You know I'm retired, of course, from law enforcement. And like the military, you have two categories of people. Those that are basically decent and, you know, believe in the rule of law, as we morally understand that. And then moral degenerates. That's what's happened. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Who've filtered into that. And you will find that these morally degenerated units engage in that here. That happened just the other day, in an incident. This is what's going on. It's like they're trying to graft police and military forces to do dirty work, but they can't get all the police and all the military personnel to go along with it. And this is slowing them up. However, they're still out there, and they're still trying to push it, and this is going on. This is like a battle between the light and the darkness. This is really what's going on.
No, it is, and we'll get the Colonel's comments on that and take more calls here in just a few minutes. We're about to break the third hour straight ahead.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent
Barrett water filter for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.